Hi guys and ladies, welcome back to another exciting episode. This is the episode number 36 of our podcast. If you are here for the first time, welcome. Here we are trying to share new things that will inspire you to become an excellent, exceptional expert analyst. Anything else we're trying to do on our side to give you the better head start compared to the people that are not part of this community. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the mindset, the toolset, and the skill set that come together to actually help you become a better analyst. And I'm assuming after that, you're going to be wanting to know about things that you can do as an aspiring leader. And for that reason, later on, our second topic that we're going to talk about is six things that will be able to guide aspiring analysts to become leaders in analysis. So six things to guide aspiring analysts to become leaders in analysis. We do have a quiz in the middle of our episode, so stay tuned. Just after our theme song, the nice fun will continue. Thank you once again for tuning into our episodes and being here with us. For those that are here for the first time, let me reintroduce myself. My name is Disema. I have about 20 years of experience in analysis, finance, strategy, operation, you name it. I've been an analyst in that space, in banking, and I've played around, moved around different clusters and different departments, and I've come together and I want to bring all of that knowledge that I have, not just in banking, but also from any of my seven university qualifications, of which three of the best business schools in South Africa, which is Henley Business School, Gibbs, and University of Cape Town Graduate School of Business. I'm bringing everything else together, and I'm trying to help you as I've discovered ways that can make exceptional analysts. It has nothing to do with how fast the tools could be or how much extra education can you get. If you don't have the mindset, you don't have the tool sets, and you don't have the skill set, it becomes difficult for you to become a better analyst. Hence why our topic for today has to do with the mindset, the skill set, and the tool set for becoming a better analyst. Let's start with the first one, looking at the mindset. I have three things that we can look at when we're talking about the mindset. The first one is analytical skill. Second one is continuous learning. And the third one is domain knowledge. Let's look at the first one, which is analytical skills. Analytical skills are quite important, especially for us to know what to do when we get the data, whether we're going to be looking at X or B. In that case, we can look at X or B. Our X or B could be either first one is problem solving, where our analytical thinking will help us, especially as you are an analyst, whether you're dealing with data, to identify and address issues in the data set. Such issues could be things like missing values or things like outliers or inconsistencies. Whatever inconsistencies that are there, immediately when you have these analytical skills, especially channeling them on problem solving or problem identification, you'll be able to see that, oh, okay, there are problems with my data set. There are problems because there's no consistencies, there's no proper format that was followed, or we're having too many outliers. It looks like it's a cluster on its own. All of that you'll be able to see immediately as part of your analytical skills. What tools can you do, or frameworks? There are a few frameworks that you can use, but all of that, as you are using the frameworks or the methodologies, you are harnessing or you're sharpening your analytical skills. Second thing that the meta analytical skills could help with is pattern recognition. So if you don't know patterns and you cannot see whether it becomes a trend or a decline or a cycle or, you know, a phase, you'll be able to identify that. And the ability to recognize patterns and trends in data, it helps us in determining the most appropriate method and data transformation that we can use for our analysis. And pattern recognition is quite important because immediately as you do your line graph and you can see that, okay, I'm having an increase or a decrease, or am I having a cyclical, it goes up and down every time. Then you would know which tool, framework, methodology to use in this case so that you can start with your analysis appropriately. There's a lot of things that we can come up with in analytical skills, but as far as I'm concerned, problem solving, very important. Pattern recognition, also important. And if you can master those two, can master the art of problem solving, identifying missing values, identifying outliers, identifying inconsistencies, you will be in a good space just with those two. The second component that we look at under mindset is continuous learning. Yes, you guessed it right. Keeping up to date with what's happening. So keeping up to date with what's happening does not necessarily mean that we have to go and look at the new techniques, the new tools that are out there. For instance, I saw Professor Tsilisi Marwala in his book about AI. He says back when he was studying AI in the 90s, they didn't have as much data. So they were struggling to find, you know, data. That's a lot because e-commerce, I don't know, it was in the height of e-commerce, but not much data was being collected at the time. So he said when he ran his models, free to access big data was a problem. So his AI models, he was struggling to actually let the machine know, learn from this data because the data was not coming in as frequent, or it was not changing, it was just static data. So you can imagine having to do sentimental analysis, which is the big data or the data science algorithm that's been used on ever-changing data like tweets, Facebook, comments, all of that. In the 90s, you are unable to do sentimental analysis because you don't have streams of data coming through. So what I'm saying is some of the algorithm or some of the methodologies that was discovered probably in the 70s starts to become relevant now as we go along, as we start to have more data, as we start to have more people being logged on. So when you are staying up to date, you're actually looking out for the ones that are now becoming relevant for us to work on. So staying informed about new technologies and tools for data preparation ensures that we and as analysts can employ the most efficient and effective methods. We don't have to always go look for the shiny thing. We have to just join communities that help us discover which of the algorithm is becoming relevant or is starting to make sense or starting to work as expected. The last and the third under mindset is domain knowledge. So domain knowledge has to do with understanding the context. Like in my case, 20 years almost experience in banking, I understand the context of banking. You take me to mining, I have to start by understanding the domain knowledge, just the context. And domain-specific knowledge allows us as analysts to interpret the data in the context of the industry or in the business, guiding decisions on how to clean and structure the data appropriately. Because if you don't know the area that you're dealing with, I might be bringing a banking, measure into banking, into mining, and that's not going to work out quite nicely. I'm busy trying to say client acquisitions, and you go into mining, maybe client acquisition is not the big issue. The issue might be how much tons are we converting per day, not how many new clients are we selling to. Now, when I'm doing client acquisition, our strategy is going to be, hey, we have to go knock door to door to try to sell our mining produce, which is totally a different measure by itself. So as analysts, we have to stay abreast of what's happening. Okay, let's move on from mindset. We're moving into the tool sets. The idea is once you have the mindset, which is analytical, continuous, and domain knowledge, you'll be able to pick the right tools. And this is where technical skills come into play. So when we're looking at technical skills, we're looking at programming language, we're looking at data manipulation, and we're looking at data management. Those will be the things that will help you do the hardcore technical technical skills or technical things coming from your tool set. So if we think about somebody else who's going to do handiwork, they always have their tool sets or their tool belt, and they are putting stuff in there. This is where it comes in. And I always mention to the analysts that I'm mentoring that don't just go and put tools in your tool belt. You need to put the appropriate tools that are needed for the job that you're going to do. Somebody asked me to come put on a picture on the wall. I don't have to bring in, the whole truck that's going to demolish the house. So in this case, we're talking about programming languages. We talk about the proficiencies in languages like Python, R, and my personal favorite, SQL, becomes essential for data manipulation and transformation of whatever tasks that we have at hand. The other thing that we have to look at is data manipulation, where knowledge of libraries, maybe it's Panda in Python, and then there's the other one that's called Deployer in R. It can enable us as analysts to clean the data, to filter the data, and transform whatever raw data into usable format. Also to that, we're looking at data management, which is where understanding SQL becomes much more vital in querying, extracting data from relational databases, which is often a part of the data preparation process. So that becomes quite useful. If you don't spend time on the mindset, you might be picking up the wrong tools. So before we go, as most people do, before you go and you go learn a tool, please, 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 please join our analyst mentoring group. It's for now, there are scholarships in there. We can do it at no cost to you. But please join. We spend a lot of time on the mindset that's needed before we even recommend that you go learn a new tool. The last part of the between mindset, tool set is the skill set. So when we're looking at the skill set, this is where we're looking at what can you do to actually show that now you are better or you're proficient in whatever you are doing. We're looking at communication skills. We're looking at hands-on experience. The first one on hands-on experience, we want to look at your practical application. This is where experience that's gained from working with real-world data sets provides insights into common knowledge and best practices for data preparation. And we also, when talking about hands-on experience, we're talking about tool proficiency, where hands-on experience with data manipulation tools and libraries enhances efficiencies and effectiveness in preparing data for analysis. I realize that not everybody could be hired at the same time, but there are wonderful tools and websites online that can help you with knowing what does it look like to actually be in a certain position. I think it's called Forger. I might be saying it incorrectly. If you go to theforage.com, theforage.com, you will be able to go in and then pick whatever thing that you want to learn, whether you want to become a data analyst, visualization specialist. You can pick one, enroll in it for free, and then it might take 4, 5, 6 hours, maybe 8 hours. Dedicate a day, and then you will learn how is it like to be that person and the type of request that you will get from doing that type of job. So this is more for technical jobs like data analysis, whatever analysis that you might be looking at, visualization. If you want to learn those, I would highly recommend that website. So what we just explained is how everything else comes together. We talked about technical skills which could be used for data manipulation. We spoke about analytical skills, which are for problem solving. We spoke about domain knowledge, which is for us understanding the context. We spoke about hands-on experience, which is for practical application. We spoke about continuous learning for staying updated. And we've spoken about communication skills, which is for us to collaborate. All of these are important for us when we are preparing data for analysis. And each of it play its own role in ensuring that the data is cleaned, structured, transformed in a way that supports meaningful analysis and insights. So that's just how the mindset, the tool set, and the skill sets come together, helping us take data into insights. Okay, let's jump into our second part, which is the quiz. I like the quiz. We'll run through 5 multiple choice questions. Just pick one from there. What am I going to be quizzing about? About what you just spoke about. So let's just go. First question. What role does analytical thinking play in data preparation? What role does analytical thinking play in data preparation? Is the right answer A, identify and addressing issues in data sets? B, writing documentation for data preparation steps? C, collaborating with stakeholders? D, querying data from relational databases? The right answer to that is number A, which is identifying and addressing issues in the data set. What role does analytical thinking play in data preparation? The answer is identifying and addressing issues in the data set. Question number two, which technical skills is essential for querying and extracting data from relational database? Is it A, proficiency in Python? B, knowledge of SQL? C, mastery of data manipulation libraries? Or D, understanding of domain-specific knowledge? The right answer to that, answer to which technical skill is essential for querying and extracting data from relational databases? The right answer to that is number B, which is knowledge of SQL. In one of the episodes, I think it was episode number 15, 16, somewhere around there, we did speak about relational database and why they called relational database. So if you feel like you need to know a little bit about what relational databases is, you're more than welcome to go and listen to that. Or drop us a comment and we'll be able to go back and refer you back to that knowledge. Number three, how does domain knowledge contribute to data preparation? Is it A, by writing clear documentation? B, by staying informed about new techniques and tools? Or C, by interpreting data in the context of the industry or business? Or D, by collaborating with team members and stakeholders? The answer to what does domain knowledge contribute to data preparation is number C, which is by interpreting data into the context of the industry or business. Context. Domain knowledge context. What does hands-on experience with real-world data set provide? Is it A, insights into common challenges and best practices? Or B, mastery of programming languages? C, proficiency in database management? D, understanding of patterns recognition techniques? The answer to our number fourth question, what does hands-on experience with real-life, real-world database provide? The answer is number A, which is insights into common challenges and best practices. The last question, which is question number five, why is clear documentation of data preparation steps important? Why is clear documentation of data preparation steps important? The selection is number A, to ensure transparency and reproducibility of the analysis. Reproducibility. To ensure transparency and reproducibility of analysis. Number B, to recognize patterns and trends in data. Number C, to interpret data in the context of industry or business. Number D, to keep up to date with new techniques and tools. The right answer to why is clear documentation of data preparation steps important? The answer to that is to ensure transparency and reproducibility of the analysis. It's one of those words that always run around with me. Oh, always running around with me. Okay, let's get to the third segment that we're going to be helping quickly the people that are aspiring to become analysts with the six steps that's going to help you. Probably you are aspiring to become a leader in analysis, but you don't know where to start. You don't know what to look at. You don't know nothing. Well, you are not going to be alone on this journey. If any if their analyst teams are aiming to assess their effectiveness in continuing contributing to the business or organizational goals, there are several things that we have to be looking at. And these are the six things that we're going to be looking at. The first one is we have to look at or think about performance management. If you're an aspiring analyst, we have to think about performance management because your team should be able to evaluate how well they are meeting performance metrics and objectives aligned with their organizational goals. This might include, or this actually includes assessing the accuracy, timeliness, and relevance of whatever the analysis that they are sending as insights. So you have to go back and say, how are we performing to whatever we had expected to do? Fortunately, this is one of the standard measure, but if you can try to not just do it every once in every 3 months or once in every 6 months or once every year, if you can try to do it, you know, do performance analysis quite regularly, because regular performance reviews and feedback sessions can help identify areas for improvement and ensure alignment with business priorities. That's just on performance management. Let's look at our communication channels that you should be establishing if you're aspiring to become a leader here. Having effective communication within your team and within other departments, it becomes quite essential for ensuring that the insights and recommendations are understood and acted upon. So whether your analyst team or analyst or your team members should assess the clarity and efficiency of communication channels to streamline the dissemination of information and facilitate collaboration across the whole entire organization. So whatever you are sending out, make sure that you don't just have your team just doesn't have nice insights sitting while they should be sitting in other people's desk or in other people's inbox, but they're just sitting in, you know, in the team, within the team. You have nice insights, but nobody knows about it. So making sure that we have very good communication channels is quite a priority. Strategic planning, meaning that your team should align their analytical efforts with the organizational strategic objectives. This involves understanding the business strategy and identifying the key areas where data analysis can drive informed decision-making and value creation. By contributing to strategic planning discussions, team members can ensure that their work directly supports the achievement of the business goals. So knowing that whatever you guys are doing aligns with what the organization or the business is working towards will help you become much better in what you are doing as an analyst, strategic objective. Number four is adaptability and innovation. Your team needs to stay abreast of emerging trends, as we have spoken about. You know, staying up to date when we're talking about domain knowledge, and we need to stay abreast of emerging trends, technologies, and methodologies relevant to their field. They should assess the ability to adapt to changes in the business environment and innovate in their analytical approaches. This includes exploring new data sources, tools, techniques to enhance the quality and the depth of whatever analysis that you are working on to create insights. Number five is stakeholder relations. This is quite important, very, very important to be able to, you know how you are relating with your stakeholders. The team that you are aspiring to be leading or the team that you are currently leading should consider how effectively they engage with stakeholders such as business leaders, managers, decision makers, and, you know, anybody else within the organization. Building strong relationship and understanding stakeholders' needs and priorities are crucial, are very crucial for ensuring that analytical outputs are actionable and impactful. Actionable and impactful. So stakeholder relations, when we're talking about that, very, very important. And the last part, the last but not least, is leadership support. We cannot underestimate leadership support. Your team should assess the level of support and guidance they receive from organizational leadership. If they do and they're in good books of leaders in organization, you can do anything. Effective management support is essential for providing resources, setting priorities, and fostering a culture of data-driven decision-making. If the culture of data-driven decision-making doesn't come from the top, everything, every insight that you're going to make is going to be in vain. Hence why leadership support is quite important. I'm not saying go suck up to the leaders, but if you have one or two leaders or one or two executives that understand the importance of your team, you can be able to, you know, every other insight that you work on will be useful. And that's the whole idea. That's the end result of having a beautiful, well set up analyst team. So analyst or your team members should advocate for leadership buy-in and ensure that their contribution are valued and recognized in all levels of the organization. Leadership support important. Let's recap six things that you should be working towards if you are an aspiring leader or you are in a leader already. Performance management, communication channels, strategic planning, adaptability and innovation, stakeholder relation, and leadership support. Those are the six things that are quite important as far as I'm concerned. Thanks for listening to this episode number 36. If you're asking, how can I join? How can I support this initiative channel that we are doing? Yes, you can be able to do in various ways. You can check our website, visit our website, beinganalyst.co.za, to find out what you can do on our site. Mostly what we listed there is about training, but we do more than that because we have a newsletter. If you want a newsletter, just type newsletter.beinganalyst.co.za. You'll get to the newsletter. And if you've seen the newsletter and you subscribe to it, it's coming through your emails, but you realize that you want stuff every day, don't worry, we have a blog for that. Just type blog.beinganalyst.co.za. And you'll be able to get, you know, things that you can read on a daily basis. If you feel like you want it structured, don't worry. Just type books.beinganalyst and you can be able to purchase a book. And you can see where can you purchase in Amazon or in Takealot. You can get the book with you. Besides that, another thing that we have is our WhatsApp channel. If you feel like you want small size, bite-sized insights that helps you get you motivated so that you know about analysis, there's a website channel that you can get to. Go to your website community, check being an analyst. It'll show up that right there. And we'll talk about analyst chats that we are posting there. That's what we could do on your side. If you feel like you want to support, just let us know, reach out to us, info@beinganalyst.co.za, and we'll be able to help you much better. Speak to your team, speak to your organization, show them the importance of what you are doing in organization. Please feel free to reach to us. Let's chat again in the next episode number 37. Cheers, cheers. Stay blessed. Bye.